Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
It is episode 145 of the Say Hey Podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network. I'm Doug Hayes. It is Saturday, December 7th, 2024, the day that lives in infamy, of course. Shout out to Pearl Harbor. Shout out to our service men and women. Absolutely. But we are here on a Saturday because we have breaking news, Rob. Breaking news. The San Francisco Giants have agreed to terms with shortstop Willie Adames for a seven-year, $182 million deal with a $22 million signing bonus. That is per Jeff Passan of ESPN. Rob, Giants go get, which I think a lot of us, not all of us, but a lot of us kind of thought was maybe a main target the Giants should get this offseason, and they get their shortstop.
It was a main target for sure, and they got it done. Great job, Buster Posey. We know nothing about this, obviously, other than what was reported from Jeff Passan.
Yeah, it's been like a half hour.
It's been like a half hour, maybe. Yeah, I mean, we've both been kind of scrambling to get to our computers. But, yeah, he was a guy that was labeled immediately when the offseason started where the Giants need a shortstop, and who's the best shortstop out there? It's Willie Adames. And the Giants, Buster Posey, ownership, hey, give them all credit right now. They went out and got it done immediately, which is kind of funny because the last couple of days we've been hearing a lot of Corbin Burns steam and smoke. And that's kind of where I was kind of leaning. I'm like, I'm waiting for this Burns news to pop. Whether it's the Giants or not, I think it's going to pop soon. But the Willie Adames news, that kind of came out of nowhere. I was shocked. I triple, quadruple checked it before I even said anything to you guys. And I think you were the first one, Doug, who was like, holy shit. And
I did my usual autocorrect and holy shot.
And I figured, okay, well, if Doug's saying it, this is probably legit. And yeah, I mean – wow, like did not think a guy like Willie Adames would sign this early. I think that was the most surprising part. Surprising number one, it's the Giants. Surprising number two, it's damn, they got this done pretty quick. You know, the winter meetings haven't even started yet. And wow. Yeah, I don't really have the words right now, man. I'm just really shocked and I'm really happy. I'm excited.
This is big for so many reasons, and you just brought up winter meetings. They start tomorrow. Like, they haven't even began yet, which is huge because the Giants are obviously going to be interested in adding more, I'd imagine, over the next few days. And there's so many layers to this that I'd love to get to, but we're going to try and keep it, like, 30 minutes or less today. But first off, the Giants get the shortstop for the future. Look, with the exclusion of 2024, you know, they went over a decade with Brandon Crawford there pretty much every day unless he was hurt or needed a day off. And now you bring in a guy like Willie Adames who is going to be there pretty much every day, I'd imagine. And we've talked about the numbers before. Look, we did our top 10 free agents episode a couple episodes ago. I believe it was 143 for us. You had him as your number two free agent this offseason. I had him at five, even though I've been very high on Willie Adames, but I value pitching more. So
yes,
he's the second highest position player on my list behind Juan Soto, of course, but I had Burns, Snell, and Fried in front of him. So we both love Willie Adames. You can go back and check the episodes. We did the Would You Rather one with Brooks when we talked about shortstop specifically. And, of course, we talked about, you know, the internal Tyler Fitzgerald and then the other guys, Adames, you know, Ha-Seong Kim. And I think it was pretty obvious that we would have preferred Adames over Ha-Seong Kim. And I'm really, really glad it went this route. He's coming off a huge year. He just turned 29, 32 home runs, 112 batted in, hit .251 and slugged .462. Just a great year. And he's hit what 56 87 home runs the last 3 years. I know people are going to say the Oracle Park thing, and there's definitely some factors into it, but you're immediately getting a guy that's coming in and he's going to be inserted into the, you know, probably the three spot in that lineup and hit ahead of Matt Chapman, I'd imagine. Who knows? Yeah. we're months away but he's going to be a huge part in the middle of that lineup, and some power and some consistency that the Giants desperately needed for sure.
Yeah, just 29 years old, right in the prime of his career. It's a guy the Giants haven't been able to land. Let's just call it like it is. The Giants haven't been able to land guys like this, you know, the last few years. I mean, Matt Chapman, you know, last year they get him late and on a short term deal, which looks like okay, most likely he'll opt out. And whether it was Farhan, whether it was Buster, we don't really know. But it gets in and boom, it turns into a 7-year contract for Matt Chapman. You know, in reality, if they take the 1 year, then turn it into a 6-year deal, and so that's huge. And then they back that up this year with Willie Adames, who's only 29, and it's just a good sign. It's a positive sign, I think, for all Giants fans that maybe we're turning that corner a little bit as an organization. Whether, you know, the stopgaps, the opt out contracts, you know, that they've been so reliant on the last 3-4 years, you know, we've talked about it countless times, saying how the Giants need to get away from that and kind of get serious. No matter what it takes, whether they got to overpay guys and do whatever they got to do to get them in the door, they need to do that. They need to keep up with everybody else. And this is a good. I'll go back. Yeah, I think Chapman. Sending Matt Chapman was a good first step to doing that. This is a good follow-up to that, because now you got your third baseman, you got your shortstop, and for the next 5-6 years, boom, they will be hitting somewhere between 2 and 5 every day in your lineup, no matter what happens. And it's funny, like you mentioned Ha-Seong Kim, and he kind of felt like this year is Matt Chapman, right? Where it's like, okay, this fool's
going to sign. I've been saying that, yeah.
He's gonna sign with the Giants. We just don't know when. And he still could. You know, actually, he still could. They could
play sign second.
second base potentially. But he kind of seemed like the guy that, okay, this is who the Giants are going to end up with once they strike out on everybody else, once they strike out on Adames and all these other guys. But it didn't get to that this year, and it just feels so good that it didn't get to that point where, okay, we're taking the guy that we knew we probably were gonna get all along, and the guy who actually wants to play for us. Oh my god, it's a miracle, a player wants to play for the Giants. And but yeah, it didn't get there this year. So yeah, a real refreshing moment right now, I think, for all Giants fans. And feels good.
Yeah, and just to speak about Ha-Seong Kim real quick, like, you know, he's a good player. He's banged up. He's going to miss some time. But, like, at the end of the day, it's not even close. Like, I was all in on Adames. And you know what? Give Tyler Fitzgerald second base. Let him play. So, yep. You know, obviously there's still a ton of offseason to go. But, yeah, the Giants get, like you brought up Matt Chapman, the Giants have the left side of their infield for the next 6 years. Like, so very exciting for that. And, you know, we've kind of talked about his impact in the lineup, but defensively, he had actually a below average 2024. But before that, he has been, you know, a pretty good glove. I'm not saying he's going to be the next Brandon Crawford defensively, but, you know, Willie Adames is a pretty good trustworthy glove over at short. And, you know, I'm not sure what happened in 2024, but I tell you what, we kind of glossed over his numbers a couple episodes ago, and like, holy shit, 21 steals in 2024 for Willie Adames, which kind of came out of nowhere. So not saying he's going to repeat that, but you know, it's in the tank. If that guy needs to steal you a bag, he can. So, yeah, the Giants get their guy short, and it's exciting, man. Kind of curious what happens next. I think the thing that sticks out to me up to this point from when Buster was brought on board was – I was kind of embracing the mentality of not being very vocal about signing free agents, making trades. Like he's talked, of course, a couple of times, but nothing really specific. There's been nothing linked between him or the Giants and Juan Soto, and they may very much not be in it at all. And which, you know, whatever, that's the route they want to go. That's fine. But kind of just under the radar, Farhan Zaidi was kind of a little more out there, you know, talking about what the Giants need it just felt like more of a letdown. So I was looking forward to this offseason to see how Buster would, you know, operate and kind of just stay under the radar, not talk much, and just get moves done. And this kind of came out of nowhere. We're here. I know you and I were watching the SEC championship, and it's like, yes. Hey, you know, middle of the afternoon, early afternoon on Saturday before winter meetings start, and boom, Buster gets a deal done with one of the top free agents this offseason. So that's what I like. I want things to come out of nowhere. I don't want anything leaked that the Giants are getting used as leverage or the Giants are in on someone. I don't care about that shit. Mm-hmm. Tell me when stuff gets done. And this is apparently getting done, of course, per physical.
Yeah, you stole it right there, Doug. I was going to add that in right there. Yeah. Pitting physical. We all know that's not a sure thing out here anyways. But, yeah, you make a good point talking about this coming out of nowhere. And I was gonna bring that up. Under Farhan, whether that's his, that was him or getting directions from ownership to say certain stuff to the media, the Giants were quote unquote in on basically everybody the last couple of years. Anybody mm-hmm. who got brought up, oh yeah, you know, we have a seat at the table. You know, we are, you know, we're right there. You know, we're hearing we have a competitive offer out there for that player. It's like, dude, no, you don't. Like, they don't want to come here. Just say that and. Focus on guys that really do have a chance with. And again, we have no idea how this went down, so I don't want to presume to know that I do. But I do know that it did come out of nowhere. Like I said before, we were sitting on some Corbin Burns news that we thought could be coming here in the next couple of days, and then boom, Willy Adames. And we haven't heard really anything about Willy Adames up to this point at all. And not just the Giants, kind of everybody. His name.
Yeah.
Hasn't been thrown out there by guys like John Heyman, Jeff Pass, and you know Bob Nightingale, and all these other guys. Yep. Haven't heard a lot of stuff, you know, with Willy Adames. So for Buster to kind of swoop in like that and get the deal done, kind of out of nowhere, and give him the biggest contract in the history of the Giants, which is, I think Alex Pavlovich said $15 million more than what Buster got at the top of his top contract under the Giants. So that's kind of a cool thing too. But I don't know, like, what, like you mentioned Tyler Fitzgerald too. I don't know what that means for him, but it could be the second base that they could still go the Hassan Kim route. But if people are kind of worried about Tyler Fitzgerald now, I'm pretty confident that the Giants are going to find a way to get Tyler Fitzgerald on the field. I'm not too worried about him.
For sure. And you touched on what I wanted to talk about real quick. This is the Giants' largest contract that they're going to be handing out, you know, on top of, like you said, Buster Posey's. So currently the highest paid player on the team is Matt Chapman, of course, after his new deal he signed towards the end of the regular season. But him and Robbie Ray, who's going to be making 25 this year, and now Willy Adames are your three Giants that will be making, you know, $20+ million in 2025. So kind of just looking at the payroll, you know, I'm on Spot Track, of course, because I think it's really, really cool. They do a good job. And it's tough because it says the projected total allocations before this was $144 million. You add in, you know, his seven for $182 million, which came out to, you know, I didn't even get the AAB. It's 20-something. Something.
Yes.
Talk for a second, Rob. Let me get that. 182 million divided by seven is 26. It's 26 yeah. even. So you know, correct. No opt out. Straight 7 years. And the great thing is, they're probably at about 171 now, 172 million. Mm-hmm. So they're still quite, you know, under the luxury tax threshold. But we talked about this a couple episodes ago of contracts for similar shortstops. Like the market value was per Spot Track 6 years, 152 mil. You know, you add in the 7 year, the one more year and the 27 mil, that would put you at about 7 years, 180 million. So it's really close to almost dead on to what Spot Track was looking for Willy Adames. So that's pretty cool compared to, you know, some other shortstops. Dansby Swanson signed 7 years, 177 million. Carlos Correa, the six for 200. Javi Baez 6 for 140, and then obviously Trey Turner the 11 for 300. So,
and what did
kind of get in the mean of all those deals right here?
Yeah, this is, I was just thinking off the top of my head. What did Xander Bogaerts get from San Diego? I know he's not playing shortstop.
Oh, I don't have it in front of me. It was I thought it was kind of a different type of deal, wasn't it? I can look up the.
Oh, he's playing shortstop. I take that back because they moved to Tatis. Yeah.
That's right, because he's playing the outfield now.
Xander
Bogaerts is he's making $25 a year.
Okay.
He'll be a free agent in 34. So that was a 11-year, $280 million deal that he signed before 2022. So, yeah. Or yeah. 2023, sorry. So, yeah, it's, man, exciting times. Obviously, you brought it up. The Giants have been kind of – the name that has been out there that the Giants have been linked to is Corbin Burns. But, obviously, that's the top free agent pitcher on the market. Obviously, we haven't even talked about – it's been a couple weeks. Blake Snell off the market, goes down to the bums, but you'd imagine a younger Corbin Burns who is more consistent is probably going to get a similar deal year-wise to what the Giants are giving Adama. It's probably like a 7 years, and it's probably going to be $200 million plus. So
yeah,
this could definitely be the leverage game for the top starting pitcher in the free agent market. But, yeah, I mean, we'll see. I if the Giants were to get Adama, Sam Burns in the same offseason and that's all they did, great offseason. Yeah. So, halfway there.
I mean, I predicted Posey would make a splash or two. Willie Adames was one of my guys, so I'll
pat myself did get
on,
that one.
On the, I said Willie Adames and Blake Snell. Obviously, that can't happen now. But maybe Corbin Burns. Maybe. It's a new time. Maybe the Giants are out here trying to pay some guys finally, and maybe they're willing to overpay. Maybe they understand if they want guys to stick around for a long time that you gotta overpay a little bit. But like you just said on SpotTrack, you know, that's about what Willie Adames was projected. And I guarantee you, like if you asked SpotTrack who they thought was gonna sign Willie Adames, they probably didn't say the Giants. And if you'd have told him it's going to be the Giants, oh, it's going to be a little more than that, guys. but the fact
I had him going the Dodgers, so I wanted Adames, but I thought he'd end up in LA.
Yeah, who knows? The Dodgers are paying everybody, and we know they're really in on Juan Soto too, and probably Corbin Burns as well. I think the Dodgers are really in on everybody, you know. But for reals, not like fake, like Farhan was saying the last couple of years. We're in on everybody, but not really. I think the most interesting part about this right now is the future of a guy like Marco Luciano and Casey Schmidt and these other guys where there is no spot for them right now. Yeah. Either guy. There's no spot for them on this team. And in the next 5 to 6 years for either guy. So a lot more could be happening, you know, here in the coming days, whether that's via trade.
Definitely opens up some trade avenues.
It really does. And like we just said, I have a hard time believing if they don't go outside the organization for a second baseman, like how do you not give that to Tyler Fitzgerald at this point? And so there's a lot of guys just kind of waiting in limbo, and you kind of feel for those guys because they're feeling it too on a personal level where they don't know what their future holds. But Buster kind of sent a message today, I think, to everybody where he's saying, hey, I'm serious. You know, I'm going to get some shit done. And you might not see it coming. And like you said, Doug, that I think that's kind of the best part of all this was that we didn't see this one coming. And I don't know. I guess a couple years ago, we didn't see the Carlos Correa thing actually happening either. We knew they were in on him, but when they actually pulled it off, it was just kind of like a miracle from the gods, and then it didn't end up actually happening. So I guess we shouldn't really get too excited here until we hear he passes physical.
Yeah, if that happens, we might just, you know, cancel the podcast altogether. The good thing is here is think about this. Like, this is a deal that, and I'm not trying to knock or be negative. Like, this is just a fact. Like, that could not get done over the last several years. You know, for a positional player, like the biggest one they gave out was Jung Hoo Lee, who was unproven to the major leagues, and they gave him 4 years plus two, you know, with the option in there. And so this is a massive deal for the San Francisco Giants as a whole, as an organization, because now it's like, hey, we are willing to give this amount of years, this amount of dollars for a proven major league baseball player. We're not messing around. We want to win, and we're not doing the whole, hey, we're going to, by the way, this goes into what I'm talking about earlier about Buster kind of being flying under the radar, not being out there talking too much about specifically needs and stuff like, hey, let me do my thing with my team, of, you know, the new team that I brought in and what we're going to do. And, you know, they're supposed to cut payroll, and I know they still technically could, but like, this is a move that indicates to me like, hey, we're trying to get better now, and we're trying to compete to get to the postseason now. So, yeah, I'm all for it, man. I want to win now. I don't want to, we've already gone through three, you know, average to below average years. I don't want to see any more shitty years just because we're trying to set up for the future. No, this is the beauty of baseball. There's no salary cap. Go win now. And this is a win now move, which excites me. So,
and you look back at last offseason, like, it was nice, you know, like getting Matt Chapman, that was nice. Getting Blake Snell, that was nice. But you kind of, you had that feeling as a fan. It's like, okay, so these guys didn't get the offers that they thought they were going to get from other teams. And now who's left holding the bag? Oh, it's the Giants, because they ain't paying nobody.
Yep.
And, but this is totally different because this is so early. Willie Adames, no doubt, probably could have held out. I mean, like we said, the winter meetings haven't even started. He probably could have held out for more money from another team and played the waiting game and, you know, played chicken, you know, with some other teams. But the fact that, yeah, Buster got in and got it done so quickly, it's such a great feeling. I think for all of us. And it's not the feeling of what, oh, okay, so Willie didn't get the offer he wanted from anybody else, so the Giants are here in late February holding the bag, but hey, we'll take
give you a 45 this year.
Yeah, we'll give you 45. Yeah, and an opt out, and
whatever, you can leave. You
know? Yeah, then you can then you can play for a team that you really want to play for.
Yep.
And so this one just feels different, and I'm sure all of Giants fans feel the same way. That's funny.
Except
I haven't been on Twitter yet to see the reaction.
That's wild. Except, you know, you're saying all Giants fans feel great, but not those comp pick guys, because the Giants are now going to lose that first round pick that the Brewers are going to get that they'll be able to make after the first round. So, you know, on deals over $50 million, if Willie Adames got it, which he sure as hell did, the Giants are going to lose that comp pick. So, shout out to those people that love the qualifying offer, comp picks, all that stuff. I think they'll be okay. I'll take Willie Adames over a college kid or a high school kid that we don't know much about. You know how we feel about that. Should we get out of here, Rob?
I think we should get out of here. And for all those people that you just referenced that worry about the comp picks, don't worry, guys. It's going to be okay. And if the Giants win a couple games between this year and by the time they get their next first round pick back or second round pick back, you're gonna feel great. It's not that big of a deal.
All right, hey, definitely exciting times. The Giants get their shortstop, and hey, winter meetings start tomorrow, which, you know, history shows this is when things start to heat up, no pun intended, for the hot stove. So we will definitely be on again soon, hopefully talking about another deal that the Giants are making and trying to improve this team in the new now Buster Posey era. So for Say Hey Doug and Say Hey Rob, make sure you joined up on Giants Chatter on Facebook. Follow us on X at Say Hey Doug and at Say Hey Rob. And until next time, Giants got their guy.
Say hey, Willie Adames.
Say hey,
say who?
Say Willie. Say hey,
say who?
Swinging at the plate, say hey.